An editorial today in the New England Journal of Medicine urges a ban on the use of antibiotics in livestock feed. This week's journal also has three scientific papers suggesting that the use of antibiotics on the farm speeds the appearance of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that may infect humans. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Like all living organisms, bacteria do what they can to stay alive. An antibiotic may kill lots of bacteria to begin with, but over time bacteria find ways to avoid an antibiotic's attack, developing what's called resistance. Epidemiologist Clifford McDonald and his colleagues wanted to see if a particular bacterium found in chickens, called Enterococcus faecium, was developing resistance to a particular antibiotic called Cinersid. So they went to supermarkets and tested more than 40 chickens purchased at 24 stores in 4 states.
We found that approximately 60% were contaminated, if you want to call it that, or colonized with the Cinersid-resistant Enterococcus faecium.
Now, the reason it's alarming to find Cinersid-resistant bacteria in chickens is that Cinersid is, in many cases, the human antibiotic of last resort, the one used to kill bacteria resistant to all other antibiotics. Finding it in chickens is bad news, says McDonald, but the real question is whether Cinersid-resistant bacteria have made their way into people.
We found it in only about 1% of the stool samples, suggesting that there isn't much at this time of this Cinersid-resistant enterococcus in humans currently. Our concern is for the future, however.
Enterococcus bacteria normally reside in our digestive system, and as long as they stay there, they aren't a health risk. But if they get to another part of the body, they can cause major problems. Two other studies in the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine also provide evidence that low-level antibiotic use on the farm may lead to antibiotic resistance in both animals and people. These papers take up a large part of this week's journal. Sherwood Gorbach of Tufts University, who wrote the accompanying editorial, says these papers still don't amount to direct proof that low-level antibiotic use on farms causes problems for human health.
But we have now enough circumstantial evidence that this in fact happens, that resistant, antibiotic-resistant bacteria make it from the farm to the consumer, and they produce infections which are resistant to commonly used antibiotics.
Gorbach says this leads to an obvious conclusion about low-level antibiotic use.
I think the time has come to stop. They should be banned.
But the Food and Drug Administration isn't quite ready to do that. Stephen Sunloff is head of the FDA Center for Veterinary Medicine.
The way that our law is structured, we have to be able to provide compelling evidence that a particular use is inherently risky as opposed to another use.
Sunloff says the circumstantial evidence that is convincing to some isn't enough to stop a practice that the livestock industry still relies upon. To make a case against low-level antibiotic use, it will be necessary to demonstrate all the steps that link antibiotic use on the farm to resistance in patients. Sunloff says the agency is trying to do that. This week's New England Journal may increase pressure on the FDA to do so as quickly as possible. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.